Very good. Okay, so we saw the round of Pesachim yesterday. We started to take a look at the fundamental kasha. How can we paskin at the end of our Gemara, idi v'idi by a seba, that you need a seba for all the kosos, has sebas drabana, and something drabana l'kula, whatever, something drabana l'kula. Two answers we saw. Answer number one says the Ran, what's the big deal? Just lean. It doesn't cost you anything to lean. You might as well lean. Meaning, when do we say Savik Drabban Lukula? That's only when it's annoying to be Machmir. But when it's not annoying to be Machmir, it's easy to be Machmir, so then you should be Machmir. Of course you should be Machmir. Why wouldn't you want to be Machmir? Be Motzi all the Shitos. Be Motzi all the possibilities. You have a similar concept in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. In the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes, Mayim Shenistapik Lo, Im Nasa Mehan Malacha Olo Nasa. What if you have water that you don't know if malacha was done with that water or not? Meaning, if malacha was done with it, you're not allowed to use it for Natilas Yadayim. Im yesh ben kashir o she'in ben. You don't know if it has enough of a shear for Natilas Yadayim. Im ein tahor no tamein. Whether they're tamei or tar. Savig not al yadav, savig lo not al yadav. Or you're not sure if you did Natilas Yadayim. Natilas Yadayim, din drabanan or din daraisa? Drabanan, right? So you're not sure if you did it. What's the halacha? Sfeik o tar. Should be fine. Savik Rabban Lakula. Good? That's how the Rambam Paskin says the Raivid. Amar Avram, V'im kol zeh, considering all this, nevertheless, Im yesh l'mayim lirchotz, amrini lo kum rechotz, v'otzi atzmecha min hasafik. If you have more water available, go wash. Why? What's the svara? Whatever. Where did the Rambam go wrong? All the Rambam said was Savik Drabban Lekula. You're not sure about whether your Natilas Yadayim was good or not. You could be Mekel Savik Drabban Lekula. Says the Ravid, if you have water, wash again. Why? It's not a Doraisa. Didn't turn into a Doraisa. Why should you wash again? Yeah, it's easy enough. If it's easy to do it, do it. How hard is it to wash hands if you have water? If you have to go out to the well and schlep and what? Okay, the Rambam's right. Just go over to the tap, open up the water, and wash again. Yeah.
So the Rambam wouldn't hold his idea? You wouldn't hold his idea to...
Oh, it's not clear that the Rav is arguing with the Rambam. So I'm saying, the Rambam is saying, you're right, make it a din savik drabanan l'kula. The Rav says 100% you're right. But you should just realize that, of course...
Wouldn't he mention that?
Maybe, maybe not. Is he going to mention it by every savik drabanan l'kula?
Does he ever mention it?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. What would be the lamdas? What would be the lamdas to say not to do? Meaning, the lamdas would be to say that you should be that you could still be mekel even when it's easy. To argue with this Ram. Yeah. What would be the lamdas to argue? But I want to know when he has water, why the Rambam would still say you don't have to wash it.
When he has water that even if it's suffic tummy tower,
yeah,
why should it?
No, you have a suffic whether you already did Natilas Yadayim, and you have more water available. Why is it that it takes the Ravid to tell us to wash again? Why didn't the Rambam tell me to wash again? Why does the Rambam think I don't have to wash again? If he in fact,
it makes sense to say that Rambam, of course, said that ideally you can do whatever you want. But if you wash again, there's no issue. I think it's by better to do that. But if I say there's nothing at all. It's the idea that we're saying that Rambam might say that there's no reason to even have to do it. But the Rambam might say.
Right. So let's just give it a little more.
Says to do it because he says at the end should close up with the harvest you die in tar.
Yes, so you don't have to wash again. Because you could assume that it's tahor already.
Yes, he says to wash it and don't wash again.
Don't wash again.
That's what the Rav says.
Right, and the Rav says, yes, wash again. Right, so the question is, what's the svara for the Rambam? What, it's so hard to wash again? Just wash again. Why does the Rambam tell me not to?
You were already yotze.
But it was a suffix whether you were already yotze. You're not sure.
It doesn't matter. The fact that the suffix came in, you have a constant suffix. So the Rambam holds suffix this way.
So I think it's right, same idea, but just to be matamid a little bit more, what's the svara for Savik Rabbanu Lekula? Why is it that we have the right to be mekel on the Savik Rabbanu? So I think the general assumption is that when the Rabbanan made a din, built into each din was that this is only a chiyuv when it's a makom vada. Built into each din was that you're not mechuyev to do this but makom safek. And that's why Savik Rabbanan Lekula. It's not with a krecht. Savik Rabbanan, oh, we have to be mekel because Savik Rabbanan. No, there simply doesn't exist the din de Rabbanan anymore when it's b'makom Savik. So if the entire din doesn't exist, what do you mean? If it's easy to do it, you might as well do it. No, you don't have to do it if it's easy to do it. Because built into the din is that you don't have to do it. Built into the din is that there's no chiv b'makom Savik. The chiv simply doesn't exist b'makom Savik. The Ran, on the other hand, might say, no, the Rabbanan built into the din that you don't have to do it b'makom safek, because we don't want to be matriach you. But if there is no tircha, then mimela, meaning that the din is that you don't have to be matriach yourself to be motzi every safek in a Rabbanan. But if there's no tircha, so mimela you should. Now, according to this idea that if there's no that it's no tircha, you might as well. What if you didn't lean for the first two kosos? Should you? Do you have to do them again? Why not? What? But I thought when it's no big deal, like vaydal kosos, you should just do it. You should just be machmir.
According to Iran, you would have to. No,
but
that's then you're being
Muslim. It's a tircha. You have the issue of being Muslim. Let's assume you don't have to worry about that issue because it's after the first two kosos. But you have it now becomes a tircha. If I'm going to do it again, now it's a tircha. When it's just a matter of I'm going to have the kosos anyway. So either lean or don't lean. So you might as well lean. That's no tircha to lean. I'm drinking the cup anyway. Just lean when I drink it. But if I already drank it without leaning, to tell me that I have to drink it again with leaning, that's a tircha. To drink six kosos is not so posh, not so easy for most people. I don't know about you. I can't hold my wine that much. Now, take a look at the Beis Halevi. Source number 17. Vihine. Midvarav hamuchach tesvirle dimshachach v'shasa achas hakosos below haseba dein tzarch lachs of lishtos beaseba. Let's say by accident you drank without haseba, so the Ran would say you don't have to drink again with haseba. Debezelo shayich. Oh, let's remember what was the second answer of the Ran? Why is it that we're machmir in the seventh rabbanan over here? So the Ran said because we can't be mekel. What are you going to do? You're going to be mekel on the first two kosos of seventh rabbanan lekula. Then you're going to be mekel on the last two kosos of seventh rabbanan lekula. Then you're going to finish your seder and you're going to say, uh-oh, I didn't lean. And that's definitely wrong, because you know you were supposed to lean for at least two of the kosos. So we can't be mekel. And you can't choose. According to that reason, if I didn't lean for the first two kosos, do I have to do them again? According to that reason. No. Why? Because I'll just lean for the last two and I might be right. What's the whole reason why I can't just l'chachila lean for the last two only? Because if all of Klal Yisrael decides to lean for only the last two, we're going to be okay, takana l'gamri. Then the whole takana, if it's same, b'dal kosos, might be wrong. If we were really wrong and you're supposed to lean for the first two kosos, then nobody in all of Klal Yisrael is doing b'dal kosos properly. But if everyone's doing it properly, everyone's leaning for all four kosos, I just forgot to lean. My Seder, me, I forgot to lean for the first two. There's no reason to do them over again. Something about the kula. We could definitely say something about the kula.
Where's that tzara that the first thing you should do something about the kula, and the last two you should do leaning because you have to do something. If that's the tzara of the Ran, right? The tzara, then that doesn't go to Shitasa with the Ran and the Gila. The Ran and Gila says you should do the first one and not do the second one.
Even well, the Ran over here is worse. Says you should do all four.
Right, I'm saying, but if we use that smart, let's say you forgot to do the first two. Do the second two, right? Don't worry about the first two, because, as we just said, right? So the Ron McGillis says that...
If you forgot, you would do the second two, yeah. Not l'chatzin.
Yeah, not
l'chatzin. No. So says Beis Halevi, if a person forgets, according to both reasons of the Ran, he would not have to do it again. First reason of the Ran is you might as well, because it's no tircha. That's only if you're drinking anyway, so you might as well lean. We tell him to lean because you might as well. Aval ein lechayvo mishum zeh lishal sheinis. You're not going to make a guy drink again because of this. V'gam taimer shal aran dein lahakol b'zeh yosmi b'zeh v'teyakara takana. And also the second reason of the Ran, that we don't want to be more makel by one than the other. We can't choose which one to lean for, which one not to lean for, and we can't not lean for any of them because then we're going to be okay the takana. That's only true about establishing what the halacha is going to be. We can't decide to be makel by any set of kosos, nor by all the kosos. But it just happens to be an individual has a situation where he forgot to lean. Hello, Shaykh Svarazu Klal. So then the Svar doesn't apply at all. Vadrinan Laklala, the Savig Rabban Lahakel. Then we'd fall back on Savig Rabban Lakula. So therefore, it comes out clear according to the Ran that if you forget to lean by the Dalit Kosos, you don't have by any one or any two of the Dalit Kosos, it would come out very clear according to the Ran that, well, what's the halacha? You don't have to do it again. You are definitely Yotze. Now, if you look at Tosos, over here in Pesach Mekuf Chesamid Aleph, Tosos isn't so sure. In Kulunami Tzricha Yaseba, V'kol Dal Kosos Tzricha Maseh B'Shashtia, V'Tzarach Yinim Shachach V'lo Hesav V'Miachzav V'Yishtev. Says Tosos, I'm not sure if you forgot whether you have to drink again. Well, we know the Ran is sure. The Ran would say definitely not. But Tosos is Mesopak. So what does that tell you? That Tosos must disagree with the Ran's answers about why we don't say Sofik Drabana Lekula. Right? If Tosus held of either of the Ran's answers of why we don't say Sofik Drabana Lekula, he would know that you don't have to drink the Kosos again when you forget to lean. The fact that he doesn't know, that he's not sure, tells you that he rejects both of the Ran's answers. What? The Ran has two answers why we don't say Sofik Drabana Lekula over here. According to both of those answers, if you forget to lean, you don't have to drink again. Tosa says if you forget to lean, you might have to drink again. Why? Must be because he disagrees with...
He might not.
No, if he held like either one of the Ran's answers, he would say, you don't have to drink again. The fact that Tosos even entertains the possibility that you might have to drink again must be because he doesn't think of any of the Ran, he doesn't agree with either of the Ran's answers. Either of the Ran's answers lead you to the conclusion that you don't have to drink again. Tosos somehow concluded that you might have to drink again. So you must reject the Ran. And That's what the Beis Halevi points out over here. Good. Yeah, that's what he points out on the top over here. So a bunch of Rishonim must disagree with the Ran. Tosfos and the Rush also says that if you didn't drink with a Seba, you should drink again. How do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? So he says, Shulchan Aruch paskin the Bekamayim Mechuyiv Lachzav V'Lishtos, that if you didn't do a Seba in the first two Kosos, you got to do it again. Which means Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rush, against the Ran, right? Against the Ran. The Ran would say, again, both of the Ran's reasons would lead you to say that if you forgot to lean, you don't have to do it again. Therefore, says the Beis Halevi, exactly what we said yesterday. How's Tosfos going to read our Gemara, where the Gemara says at the end of the day we need to do a Seba for all four Kosos? Maybe the way Tosfos reads our Gemara is the Gemara is not saying it Betara Safek, like we said yesterday. The Gemara is saying it Betara Zvadai. If it were Betara Safek, we'd have the problem. What about Safek Rabban Al-Kula? Then you would need one of the Ran's answers. But if it's Betoras Vada, you don't have the Al-Kash of Savit Rabbanu Lekula. And you don't need either of the Ran's answers. Okay, whether you followed all that or not, fine. Let's move on. So you have the Ran over here. Let's stick with the second answer of the Ran. Second answer of the Ran is, we can't say Savit Rabbanu Lekula on the first two Kosos. And then again, so we talk about the last two kolos, because then you're going to be okay to takana legamri. Not only that, even if as a group, all of Klal Yisrael were to agree on one psak, we're all going to lean only for the first two kolos. We still might be oker takana legamri. Why might we be oker takana legamri? Why might we be uprooting the takana entirely by making such a decision? Because we might be wrong. Meaning we know that the institution was to lean for two kosos, either the first two or the last two. If we all decide, okay, we're all going to lean for the first two, what if we're wrong? What if the institution was... Right, but the Ran's idea is that whenever the following Sefer Drabanan Kula is going to potentially lead to Oker Takana Legamri, to completely ignoring the Takana, to making the Takana completely non-applicable for Gantz Klal Yisrael, where the whole Takana won't exist anymore, we can't go Lekula. By taking that risk and saying, we'll lean for the first two. Well, what if we're wrong? Then we have completely uprooted the Takana.
Didn't the Ron say that when he got the idea of the Hasbeth do none? You can't do that because it's over the Gamma, but he didn't mention that.
Well, what he said is, how are we going to choose which two over the other two? Right? Meaning, you can't do any two, because if you choose any two, you might choose the wrong two. Or you just have no method of choosing it. What does he say? You're right. The way he says it is that if I choose two, by what criteria am I choosing any two over the other two? If I choose none, then I'm really being Oker Takana Legamri. Right. Then I'm really being Oker Takana Legamri because I'm doing nothing. Right. You're right. That's the way he formulates it. So it comes out according to this Ran of Psachim that whenever you have a Sefer Drabanan Kula, it's going to lead you into a direct contradiction. What do we do? What's the answer? What would you do? According to this Ranin Psachim, when you're wearing Ranin Psachim glasses, you're looking at this through the prism of the Ranin Psachim. Whenever you have a Sefer Drabanan Kula, it's going to lead you to be Oker Takana, what do we do? We're machmir. No. That's the first answer of the Ranim Psachim. I'm the second answer of the Ranim Psachim. You're machmir. You're machmir on both ends. You do everything. Right? That's how the Ranim Psachim leads us. I just told my high school shiur this morning. There's a Chachma Shlomo in Shulchan Aruch in the very beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. Shlomo Kluger, in his comments on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, says that's the teretz to the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Chanukah. What's the most famous kasha in the world about Hanukkah? Come on, the most famous kasha in the world about Hanukkah. No, come on. That's not the most famous kasha in the world. About Hanukkah. The biggest Hanukkah question in the world. The miracle only happened for 7 days. Why do I celebrate for 8 days? Oh, okay. That's the most famous kasha in the world. Beis Yosef's kasha. How many answers are there? There's a sefer Ner Lameya, 100 answers, another sefer 300 answers. A lot. Lots of answers. Beis Yosef says the answer is that immediately on the first day, as soon as the oil went down, it replenished itself immediately. That's what Beis Yosef says. So Prichadish says, okay, great, that explains why the miracle happened already on the first day. But then on the eighth day, it wasn't replenishing itself anymore, so then there was no miracle on the eighth day, so it should be day 1 through 7, and that's it. Right? Says Chachma Shlomo, no, here's what happened. It lived for 8 days. But we weren't sure what was going on. One possibility was that on day 1, the oil that we had was burning, and days 2 through 8 was a miracle. The other possibility was that the oil that we had didn't start burning till day 8. Days 1 through 7 was a miracle, and day 8, our oil was just burning. So they weren't sure. Did the miracle happen on days 1 through 7, or did the miracle happen on days 2 through 8? It definitely only happened for 7 days, because we had enough oil for 1 day. But they weren't sure. So what would you say? Chanukah is Drabanan Daraisa. Drabanan. So what would you say? Should we celebrate on day 1? Savik Drabanan? Lekula. Okay, so we won't. Should we celebrate on day 8? Savik Drabanan? Lekula. So we won't. How many days of Hanukkah you can be left with then? That's definitely wrong. Then you're okay to Hanukkah Gam. Then you're really messing up. You're doing something that's badai wrong. So what do you do according to the Ran Pesachim when something that Ran Kula is going to lead you down a road where you're doing something that's badai wrong? You're machmir on both ends. So why do we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah? Because you have to be machmir on both ends of the subject of Ran Kula. That's a good one, no? Well, I don't know if it's in the book, if it's in Ner Lameya, but it should be. So that's the best one. Tosus and Nida has a similar idea also, that this when Savi Darban Lakul is going to lead you off the deep end, it's going to lead you to do things totally wrong. Lucas verse number 18. Let's say you have a child, Safik ben Tes L'Rishon ben Shiva L'Achron, which means a woman. There's a halacha called Havchana. What that halacha is, a woman, let's say, was married and her husband dies or she gets divorced and then she gets remarried. How long does she have to wait before she gets remarried? 3 months she has to wait. Why 3 months? Because that's when we assume Hukar Ubra, that if she was pregnant, she would start to show after 3 months. So we don't want a woman who gets divorced to be able to get remarried 2 weeks later, because 9 months after that she might have a baby and we're going to have a serious yichus problem. We're not going to know if this baby belongs to husband number one or husband number two. So we want to give a lot of leeway in between so that we could be certain. Right? That's the halacha. Says Tosfos Maseches Nida, you have a baby, Safik ben Zayin L'Rishon, Safik ben Tes L'Achron. Let's say she didn't follow this halacha. And you have a child who now doesn't know who his father is. And one of the fathers dies. Does the child observe Avelis? Does he sit Shiva? So Avelis Shiva is Darabana, not Daraisa. Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. But Avelis Shiva is Darabana. So what would you say? Does he have to sit Shiva? No? Safek, Darabana, Lekula. Then the other guy dies. Husband number two dies. Does he have to sit Shiva? Safek, Darabanan, Lekula. Says Tosfos and Nida. One of them is the father. One of them is the father. You can't not sit Shiva for either of them, because then you know for sure you're doing something wrong. And therefore, what would that lead you to say? What would you have to do? Sit Shiva for both of them. It's for sure wrong, but when you can't do something to Rabbanan Lekula because it's going to lead you to...
They died the same day?
Even if they die at different times.
Just
even
overlapping
if,
days.
What?
For those 7 days, just the overlapping days. Should
Certainly if they die the same day, you'd have to sit Shiva for both.
Assuming it's a day, whatever it is, one and five.
Well, let's say they die a year apart from each other. Still, you know that if you're going to be makel on both of them, then you're not going to. You know that the other one's going to die eventually. Everybody dies eventually.
Oh, we're doing with the full year now? Really?
We're talking about Shiva.
Just the Shiva.
They died 10 years apart from each other.
Yeah, I thought we were doing with the overlapping seven.
No, I don't think it's about the overlapping seven. So that's what he says. It's Manav Shachad Minayu Chayiv Ugrayah Dover Liftor Shneim. A similar concept. Now, the Ran and Megillah deals with a very very important shayla. The halacha is the first Mishnah Maseches Megillah tells us. Megillah Nikreis. Megillah is read sometimes on Yud Aleph Adar, sometimes Yud Beis Adar, sometimes Yud Gimel, sometimes Yud Dalet, sometimes Tezvav. Never after the 15th day of Adar, never before the 11th day of Adar. How could it be read the 11th, 12th, and 13th day of Adar if you're from a tiny village that doesn't even have a minyan that gets to read on the Yom HaKnisa? On the last market day before Purim, they get to read. So if Purim is on Sunday, so they would read the previous Thursday. So they're reading Megillah on Yud Aleph Adar. When do you read in Yud Dalet Adar? If you're normal. Meaning that you're normal. If you live in a normal city, a regular city reads Yud Dalet Adar. That's what we call Purim. Who reads on Tesvav Adar? Walled cities. Cities that are walled from times Yeshua Ben Nun. What if you show up in a city, there's a nice old looking wall, And you have no idea if that wall was there from days Yeshua ben Nun or not. Suffolk. Whether it's Mekavis Chavim Yos Yeshua ben Nun or not. So what would you say? Megillah, Drabban or Daraisa? Drabban? Maybe Midivrei Kabbalah. It's a little tricky. But let's assume for now, for the sake of this conversation, let's assume Midrabban. So what would you say? Suffolk Drabban on the Kula on the 14th. Suffolk Drabban on the Kula on the 15th. You wake up in the morning on the 16th, and what have you done? Or what have you not done? You haven't read Megillah. Uh-oh, that's definitely wrong. So, if you're the Ran in Pesachim, what should you say? You should read both days. When Suffolk Drabban on the Kula is going to lead you off a cliff, you do both. If you're the Ran in Pesachim, that's what you would say. So the Ran in Megillah doesn't say that. Like you expect him to say it. Ulina Yaros Hamspakos Im Hein Mukavin Chavim Yosu Shubinun Alau Feizam Alav and Dapei Rav Megillah Horagon Himself Shalchem Benachar Rova Yaros Shubinay Mukavus Chavim Yosu Yeshua Vekarim Ben Miadal. So the Gaonim say something very logical. Follow majority. Majorities of cities don't have a wall from this Yeshubinun, so you read on the 14th. So that's fine. We're okay with that. That doesn't contradict anything we've learned. To just say that follow majority. Okay. Even if you were to say that there is no majority, which means even if we were to assume for argument's sake that it's 50-50, then it would turn out that you wouldn't read at all, and then you're definitely doing something wrong. You're not reading Megillah. Lefichach, therefore, and you expect him to say, therefore, read both. But what does he say? Kari Barishon and Pata B'Sheni. Just read in Yadal and not Tesvav. What? Same run, same author. Kari Barishon and Pata B'Sheni. Why? Why would you only be Machmer on the first day, not the second day? Did you see the Mishnah Melech? Anyone see the Mishnah Melech? Did you think of an answer to this theory? You didn't see the Mishnah Melech? Yeah? This, what?
Off the back, I hate to say that. So I was just assuming, just in terms of, it's a big terrible to get everyone together. Second day to do it. Again, it could be in this case.
That's if you assume like the first answer of the Ran of Pesach.
The first answer, but I was thinking maybe you were the second answer, you could add in
okay, so you're making the assumption that the two answers sort of connect to each other, that they don't each work independently.
Or they are dependent, but the second answer in the round would say that
he still takes the first answer into account a little bit.
You take into account external factors,
Okay, but it's reading a little bit of the first answer into the second answer. In a chinam. What?
Well, can I say that we give a case where it's three different, that we can be the mitzvah. When it's one mitzvah, as opposed to two mitzvahs. The two mitzvahs, you can, I think, as an example, two mitzvahs and one mitzvah makes that feel between.
I think it's a little bit different. It's about one and two, but not about mitzvah. Let me say it over, and you tell me if. Yeah? Says in the Shlomo Melech, there's a big difference between the Megillah case and the Dalei Kosos case. Who's not sure what to do about Dalei Kosos? Which segment of the Jewish population wasn't sure whether we should lean the first two or the last two? The entire Jewish population. None of us knew what to do. So whatever decision is going to be made for everybody. All the Klal Yisrael's in this decision together, right? When it comes to Megillah, who's not sure about what to do? Do the people in Yerushalayim know when to read? Do the people in Yerushalayim know when to read? Yeah, when do they read? Tezvav. Do the people in Woodmere know when to read? Yeah, when do we read? Yadal. Who's not sure? It's a tiny little segment of the population that has the suffix whether Mekavs Chom or not Mekavs Chom. They're not sure when to read. If they make the wrong decision, let's say they get it wrong. Let's say they read on Yadal and it was really Tezvav. Is the Takana of Kriyas HaMegillah batel? Did the whole Takana become worthless? No. They will have done it wrong. But the Takana is still alive and well. 99% of world Jewry still would have gotten it right. But if we're wrong about the Haseba, if we lean for the first two Kosos, not the last two Kosos, and we guess wrong, and the Mitzvah was really the last two Kosos, Then we were Oker Takana Lagamri. Then we really blew it. Nobody's getting the mitzvah. Says Mishal Melech, Davar Pashut, what the chilek is. When the entire mitzvah, the entire takana is on your shoulders, you can't choose one or the other, and you can't be mekel at all. You have to be machmir on both ends. But when it's not all on your shoulders, it's your personal suffix. But the world and the takana are going to go on and live happily ever after. The takana is going to exist. The takana is going to be fine. Then you're allowed to be mekel to read only the first one, not the second. To be machmir only on the front end, not on the back end. Says the Chassam Sofer, he had a shaila as follows. A boy went to learn in yeshiva far, far away from home. And he got a telegram. His father died. And he didn't know what day his father died on. Was it on Dalet Shvat or was it Heshvat? I'm making up the numbers. Let's say Dalet Shvat or Heshvat. It may actually be the days he said. So he doesn't know what day to observe Yahrzeit. Should he observe it on Dalet or Hey? Yahrzeit is the Rabbanan at most. When should he observe the Yahrzeit? According to this Mishnah now, when should he observe the Yahrzeit? Why would you say just the first day? Why is it more like the Ran and Megillah, not like the Ran and Pesachim?
Because it's an individual situation. I mean, he's not okay the idea of.
You're not being okay the idea of Yahrzeit. So that's what I would have said. That's what everyone always says. Says some sofer. No, that's. Says Yahrzeit is not an idea that there's takana that everyone should do Yahrzeit. Each neshama needs its own tikkun. And if the Yahrzeit will not be observed for this neshama, well, then that's a problem. That's being okur takana legamri. So says the Chassam Sofer. If you have siblings at home who know when the Yahrzeit is and they're observing it properly, but you're just so far away you never got to hear it, so the Yahrzeit will be observed properly one way or the other. You just might not observe it properly. Then we go with the Ran in Megillah. And you observe it on the first of the 2 days. But if you're the only sibling, you're the only one, you're the only one observing this Yahrzeit, then you go with the Ran in Pesachim. That assumes, though, that Yahrzeit is about the takana of the father. He goes on to discuss what's Yahrzeit really about. Yahrzeit might be about the takana of the son. That on a day that a person lost his father, the Gemara says, it's kiyom shemes bo gedalia ben achikam. It's like a fast day. Because it's a specific time of din for the child, maybe. Maybe not for the father. So that might be a whole different ballgame then. If it's a din in the child, not a din in the father, then it has nothing to do with whether his siblings are observing it or not. Because he has to worry about himself. He's got to watch where he walks on the day of the Yahrzeit. Things are a little more dangerous on the day of his Yahrzeit. Plus, says the Chassam Sofer, we don't paskin like the Ran in Megillah. We paskin that an ear, a city that's mesubik, whether it's Mekavs Chom, Yosri, Shubanun or not, reads Megillah on both days. We paskin. What? With the bracha, not sure. I don't remember the foolish. All right, we'll stop there.